The market is moving fast. And all of that speed puts you right in the middle of the action.
I feel the need for speed.
Trying to pick out the stocks, mutual funds, and ETFs that are your real targets from the ones that will make your portfolio crash and burn. Investment research firm New Constructs looks for the telltale signs in corporate filings that show which way a security will move next.
Warning, warning.
Whether it is flying a true course or misleading the investment public about its prospects.
Son, your ego is writing checks your body can't cash.
New Constructs separates all securities into those that are attractive and the ones that are, well, dangerous.
Danger, danger.
Every Monday on Money Life, company president David Trainer shoots down one security whose actions he thinks have it headed for trouble.
What you have done is wrong.
Whether you simply sell it or get aggressive and sell it short, you'll want to know which securities to have on your radar as Money Life enters.
That's right. We are heading for trouble, but we are secure that we're not going to actually be hurt by it because David Trainer is our wingman. He is the president and founder of New Constructs, where they evaluate securities on a scale from most attractive to most dangerous. And typically, what is dangerous is something that on the surface, it looks pretty good. But then when you dig in...
Is it possible I'm not as attractive as I think I am?
Yeah, it is. And they dig in at the bottom, work their way up, and they find out that it's not just unattractive or as attractive as you think you are, it's downright ugly. If you want to learn more about how it works, go to newconstructs.com, where they blog about all of their danger zone picks so you can always get more information on the stuff we discuss here. By the way, they're on Twitter at newconstructs. David Trainer, welcome back to the show.
Great to be back, Chuck. Thank you.
Who's in the danger zone this week?
Investors who do not pay attention to 10Ks.
Danger, danger.
So what we're saying here realistically is if you aren't looking at the 10K, you are kind of ignoring the real earnings behind a company, right?
That's exactly right. And, you know, we think with all this hubbub around the fiduciary rule and the duty of loyalty, which means don't overcharge your customers to benefit yourself, that part's obvious. The more subtle part of the fiduciary rule that's being overlooked is the duty of care, which means you actually have to show real diligence and prudence when giving advice. And we believe the reason that nobody's really talking about this is because nobody really knows how to fulfill it because no one's ever had to. Too many people are under the false illusion that Wall Street analysts are doing this work, that is, going through the K's and the Q's and reading all the footnotes, when in reality they're not. Sophisticated investors have known about this, I would call, elephant in the room for years and years. I remember seeing it when I first got to Wall Street. And so we think that with research automation, AI technologies coming along that can actually do this work with scale and as much rigor, perhaps more than humans, you need to start paying attention to this stuff. You need to start reorienting your research process, your advice-giving process, in a way that takes into account the complete and comprehensive financial picture, not just what companies or Wall Street analysts direct you to look at.
Help me explain this a little bit more in depth to the audience, because ultimately, they wind up seeing a press release or an earnings release, and they go, there it is. There's the information that I need to know. What are they supposed to be able to do? Because, well, you have technology to help out. They don't necessarily do it. So how much do they take the news release with a grain of salt until they can get their hands on the file?
Well, you know, the first part of that question I have to answer with, well, it depends on what kind of market participant you are. If you're purely a trader and you're looking at short-term daily moves, momentum, you know, and superficial data points, you know, then maybe you don't care about this kind of stuff. If you are an investor and you care about the security of your portfolio, you care about risk, you care about your constituents, you care about the fiduciary duties you need to fulfill, well then, yeah, you have to take the earnings with a grain of salt because they're incomplete, unaudited, you know, and often modified, especially if you're looking at anything at close to non-GAAP. And what people don't realize is that the earnings release is really just the tip of the iceberg of financial information. These filings, the K's and the Q's, are 200-plus pages long. And part of the reason people don't look at them is because they've gotten lazy over the years. You know, when you've got CNBC and Jim Cramer barking at you all day about how stocks are moving, why take the time, hours, 8 hours probably, to read a 200-plus page complex document when you might be missing some trading activity? So The answer is, yeah, roll up your sleeves or acknowledge, be comfortable with the fact that you're taking potentially inappropriate amounts of risk or large amounts of risk by making investment decisions on incomplete data sets.
Help somebody understand at least what they need to look at to make sure that they're not ignoring it, because my audience can't go to your level of depth. They could subscribe to your services, but they can't go to your level of depth. But what is the minimum amount of due diligence that you want to have somebody see and do when they get their filings?
You know, at least take a look through the footnotes and scan them real fast to see if you see anything unusual. Really, Chuck, there's no easy answer to this. We've talked about this before. I think you wrote an article a while ago about how, you know, unless you read every page, you don't know what you miss, because you never know if that one page you choose to skip might be the one where they choose to disclose something material. We're publishing right now, because now it's the 10K season, we're publishing a daily update. You know, we're calling it sort of the needle in a haystack report, where we feature particularly egregious disclosures that have a highly material impact on the financials of companies. And I think maybe taking a look at that, I hate to sound too self-serving, but taking a look at that every day will give you a sense of the kinds of things we're pulling out that you might want to also look for if you're going to be doing this work manually yourself.
Yeah. And the moral of the story is, don't accept the stuff at face value. That's where people get into trouble. And that is why investors who ignore the filings, who don't pay attention to the 10Ks and ignore the real earnings season, are in the danger zone. David Trainer, thanks as always for joining us. We look forward to doing this again next week.
Me too. My pleasure, Chuck. Thank you.
David Trainer is the president and founder of New Constructs. Now, if you want more information, go to newconstructs.com. And remember, they blog about their picks on the website. You can get a lot more information, especially about this particular topic, by checking out that blog now. And you can follow them on Twitter at New Constructs. All right, we're heading for home on the Monday, February 26th edition of Money Life. Up next, it's the Market Call. Rich Maroney from Dow Theory Forecast and Upside will be here talking stocks when we return in just a moment.
Oh, wow. This is actually pretty dangerous.